This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
I'm a very sleepy boy.
Me too.
What's up with that?
Right?
I keep feeling like my energy level is, this is where I'm usually at after work Thursday or going into Friday. But it's only Wednesday. Damn you, calendar! Get out of my face!
The weird thing is, I've barely done anything at work this week.
Usually you're jam-packed busy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh, maybe it's the stall out.
I just gotta enjoy it while I can.
Well, maybe the day is just dragging for you, so it makes you extra tired or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, your mind's not firing. Like, today was the first day I got back this job that I did, but then, of course, the people that want it done, they find umpteen things that they want to change, even though they've already looked at it probably 20 times. Mm. But, of course, they want to change it now! So I spent the entire day doing that, and today flew. Like, because all I did from 9:30 till I left was like heads down, just like nobody interrupt me. I'm gonna listen to podcasts and take a 15-minute lunch.
15-minute lunch.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, that's usually how I do mine too.
Yeah, I wish it was longer, but hey, I can't really complain because at least I get to listen to podcasts.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah. Good? Yeah. Any good podcasts? I mean, are you listening to this podcast?
I don't listen to stuff that I like, that I'm on. So. That didn't make any sense. People, I'm tired. Leave me alone. But I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast, which I love me some Bill Simmons. I love his writing, to think that he used to be, well, he still is a sports writer. But now that he's doing his own podcast, he'll just go off on movie tangents and food tangents, and he'll have on, like, Kumail Nanjiani to talk about, you know, Silicon Valley.
Hmm.
And then they'll be talking about, you know, things that are nerdy. But I love his bent on almost any topic he touches. He's just so funny. And then I got introduced because I was listening to Doug Loves Movies, and Paul F. Tompkins was on, as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever listened to Paul F. Tompkins.
Nope.
He's a comedian, but he just, the way he delivers his line, like the way his voice flows, is really, really entertaining to me because it goes up and down like he has a lilt to his voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really entertaining. So his podcast is called Spontanation.
Mm.
And what it is like it's an hour long, and the first half hour he'll interview somebody. So it might be a comedian, it might be an improv person, it might be a famous celebrity. And then the last half of the show, he invites, and he has this one guy playing the piano in the background, which is really bizarre to me, but it like keeps my attention. But the last half hour, he asks Twitter, the week before, he'll ask Twitter for a scene, like a background scene. And then all of these improv people will create a story around it. And usually it's based on the half hour interview that he just did.
Mm-hmm.
But just listening to that, like, I always find improv really interesting. And it's not just like jumping from joke to joke. They're actually playing a long scene.
Hmm.
So the people will give him like, a cruise ship. So then they build a scene around a cruise ship for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that it's long form like that. And for some reason, Paul F. Tompkins, like, he's really, really smart, and he uses a lot of outdated terminology that people don't use anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I just fall in love. Like, he used paramour when he was talking about a lover, he said, "Can we talk about your paramour?" And I was just like, "Oh my god, who uses paramour other than a pretty horrible rock band?"
What? I love Paramore.
Yeah. Oh, get out of here! You like redheads? That's the only reason.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's what I was listening to all day.
That's cool. That's cool.
And to be honest with you, I probably would have listened to this or that if that was out.
Oh, that'll be out. That'll be out this weekend.
Oh man,
this I might have to listen to that.
I might have to listen to that. So dumb.
We've got episodes in the can again, man. It's good.
I love it. That's why when you pushed me and was like, "Come on, let's just chat a little bit," I'm like, "Let's just put one more in the can."
This one will be out quickly. And then I'll do the this or that next, and then the last week's recording with Paul, I'll do that the week after.
Hey, like I told you before, don't be putting out two episodes a week. Come on. That's what the evergreen's for. I'm in no rush to get anything out unless it's a dated material. But you pushing me, I even told Liz, I'm like, I'm so tired. But it's great when somebody's like, "Come on, let's just do this." And it's like, yeah, you're right. I probably would have been sitting playing Destiny 2. What's the difference between sitting and talking to you? You know, it's like, please. It's not like all of a sudden at 8 o'clock at night I'm going to be like, I'm going to bed. No. Mm-hmm. So, no, this is great. And Liz's just like, "But you're tired." And I'm like, yeah, but we're one of the few podcasts that over Christmas week and New Year's week, we got new content.
That's right, baby.
I'm like, I love that.
The Nerdy Legion never rests.
And I love the fact that all of a sudden when we want to clear that out for the next year, it's like, yeah, all right, let's put out two or three episodes a week until it's cleared out. Mm-hmm, they'll care.
Mm-hmm.
Or we forget about it, like the Star Trek episode. Oops.
Whoops. That only took 10 months to get released.
This entire episode is just a peek behind the Nerdy Legion. Don't look at all the skeletons.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. You know, I introduced Paul to Hoopla last night.
Oh, yeah?
Have you played with Hoopla yet?
Uh-uh.
I'm surprised. You're such a library guy.
No.
HooplaDigital.com.
Is Hoopla the one that's hooked up to a library? Yes. You can check out comic. It's like a comic subscription thing?
Yes.
Yes. My wife's library, it has Hoopla, but I haven't investigated it at all.
Well, we were talking last night. We were recording VCP, and I brought it up and talked a little bit about it. And then after we got done recording, he and I were chatting, and he was playing with it, and he just couldn't stop playing with it. And all day he's been messaging me. Because he was off today. He's like, "I fucking love this app."
Wow, really?
Yeah. So he and I are going to do a little walkthrough review thing of Hoopla. Nice. Yeah, it'll be good.
I want to know. I'll tell you right now. And you can don't answer it now. Answer it on VCP. I want to know, is there a form of guided view? And how many issues can you download at a time?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm comparing it to Marvel Unlimited.
Nope, I gotcha.
And what's the current stuff that you can get a hold of?
Yep, I gotcha. I think what I'm going to do is, he wants to do that with me, so I'll do that. I'm probably going to end up doing a solo on Comixology Unlimited. Because I've really been digging it, man. It's really, really good.
Hey, we can talk about that Sunday. I don't mind.
So I'll do that. I want to talk about Marvel Unlimited a little bit, too. Maybe a couple other things. Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm digging it, man. And you know what's good? So remember, I think it was last time we talked. I was telling you how I maxed out my my checkouts. I'm at 50 checkouts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I gotta tell you, like, I don't even feel like I'm behind that way, though. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm never behind.
I'm capped at 50, right? Uh-huh. So I have to read something to get something else. And that is just perfect for me right now.
That's exactly what I do with my, when I download all my stuff I don't have unlimited, mm-hmm. but I download and I look at my tablet and like, I look at the storage, what's left. And it's like, all right, I have 100 megs. I can't download anything else until I read a couple trades or a few issues. Mm-hmm. And I love that because it just inspires you to read a little bit.
Yep.
But the freedom that you're feeling is fantastic, as well as now you could be a Mike Myers mood reader as well.
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to read those Walking Dead trades. Oh, there's Invincible. Oh, mm-hmm. okay. Oh,
yep.
So good.
Since we're on that, though, this is not necessarily Comixology, but it is Amazon. Because I don't know if you know this, part of the Comixology deal was they put some comics on Amazon, digital comics to use on the Kindle app. They've got a ton of Marvel stuff on there for free right now.
Nice.
I don't know what you look for. You can go, if you can search by category, I think. You can go to Kindle Store, Kindle eBooks, Comics and Graphic Novels, Marvel, and then you'll see all that stuff. Most of this I've already read, so it's not that big a deal. But there's like some Legacy Primer stuff, which is cool.
That's great.
There's X-Men stuff.
I don't want to connect up my Amazon account to Comixology.
Why?
Because our Amazon Prime account is under my wife's account. And I don't want her to get all of the garbage. And between me and you, I don't want her to know how much I spend.
I hear you, dude. I hear you.
Oh, well. But Greg Pak, he did write a Twitter thing that I reposted, and he was like, "Hey, you might want to check out." And it was like Planet Hulk. Through
oh yeah, Amazon. It's like $4.
Yeah, it was like $3.99. I was like, oh my god, I will retweet that for anyone who has read that. We'll pick that up. Anyone who has heard about that or has seen the trailer to Ragnarok,
mm-hmm.
will say, oh, that sounds like what everyone's talking about from Ragnarok.
Yep, there's some good $3. Stuff, dude. You can get Civil War for like $2.50.
I know. Oh, so good.
It's good stuff on there. And then, of Absolutely. Course, if you have a comic, if you're not like Nick, and you tie your account to Comixology, you get that on the Comixology app too.
Trust me, I'm the dumb one. I'm the dumb dumb. everyone out there can tie it and easy peasy.
Yeah. I hear you. Hey, you saw the Punisher trailer, yeah?
Yes.
All right, let's talk about that.
Sure.
What'd you think?
I don't know if I've shared this publicly or even with you. I have really, and I would love to say it's recent, but it hasn't been recent. It's been pretty much the year.
You're about to Aaron Bell me, aren't you?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Ever since Iron Fist, I have really taken a nosedive when it comes to comic book TV shows.
Mm.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's I'm getting too much of it, that it doesn't feel special anymore. And that's why I pumped the brakes, because guess what I knew was coming out? Wonder Woman. Guess what I knew was coming out? Another comic book movie. So I didn't want that feeling to bleed over into my comic book movies.
Because mm-hmm.
those still feel special. Those still feel like an event to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to ruin it. But I couldn't get through Iron Fist. I don't know why. It like stalled me out.
That's fine. I mean, you're not alone. That's fine.
And I see, like the Punisher, that brought me back in. But, I mean, you know what fires in Nick's head pretty well, and the Punisher can do that. Like, that. It, as long as that's a good story that they're grasping from, I'm all over it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be a Garth Ennis run. It doesn't have, like, it could be, who was it, Edmondson? Like one of the more recent runs, or like Rutka.
Sure.
I wouldn't mind if they stole from all of that stuff. And I don't need it to be high budget. Like Punisher shouldn't be high. Like all these street level people shouldn't be high budget. I just want the character to sing like they do for me in the comic book.
Mm-hmm.
And Iron Fist just, nowhere in there did I see Danny Rand. Nowhere in there. And I certainly was not expecting the 70s, 80s Danny Rand, but I didn't even see the, who was it? Fraction? I didn't even see the Fraction run Rand. So I had no idea who that character was.
Sure.
And that's why I never went on to, Luke Cage, even though, I mean, we talked about the trailers. I enjoyed the trailers. I never went on to Defenders. I just, like, I just stalled out, and I think I want it to be special again.
That's fine. And Defenders was great, by the way. Just an FYI.
Okay, that's good. I'm sure they're fighting plenty of ninjas or drug dealers or something, but I've seen plenty of that. I don't need to see any more hallway fighting. But
okay, Punisher, well, there's no hallway fighting in Punisher.
I was just about to say, I could care less if there's hallway fighting in Punisher, because for some reason I expect something different.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they show me the same type of scenes, like Punisher, I'll interpret it different. I just need the attitude, and I need, like, I just need the grittiness. That's fine. That's great.
And it I mean, it looks gritty as shit.
Yeah.
It is violent.
Mm-hmm.
It is violent. I can't wait for Paul to see the trailer and talk shit about it.
Yeah, that's all right. That's his prerogative.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, yeah, it was good. I like the trailer, man. I thought it was really well done. It's very, very bloody. It's what I would expect from Punisher.
It sort of felt like guerrilla marketing. It almost felt like when Ryan Reynolds went out before Deadpool and did those, like, on the street during Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 22nd, even though you could tell it was sort of, other than the kids, it was way too professionally lit to be on any street corner I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But still, like, the concept of it being guerrilla marketing, that was pretty cool, and this definitely felt that way. Like, it felt like somebody leaked that action footage.
Yeah, yeah, it looks good. And they've done a few teasers, too, this week, which looked interesting. But, cool. Yeah, I was impressed with the trailer, man. And I gotta tell you, the music was freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. They timed that Metallica song perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was well done, man. I'm looking forward to it. And
I like the look.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't just dumb street clothes.
Yep, it's nice.
Because you know my superheroes, I want costumes. I stop with all of the, like, monotone on monotone crap. The only person that should be in street clothes is Luke Cage, for God's sakes.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, Punisher's outfit's pretty standard. It's just like pants and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I know. But still, there's part to it that looks pretty, I don't know. I'm a lot more forgiving when it comes to Punisher, because I want it to be good. I watched the dumb Dolph Lundgren movie and I was like, please be good. Come on. I'll take what I can get.
You know what the weird thing is, though? I was watching the trailer and I was like, man, I almost feel like I've seen this. Because all three Punisher movies that they've done, they all do the origin story.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is going to do the origin story too, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Did we need that? Let's be real. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Punisher
is not Batman. Everybody knows Batman's motive. Everybody knows Spider-Man's motive. You sit my wife down in front of that, she'd be like, "Oh, this guy's just a mass murderer."
All right, look, I'll be okay with it if they do an origin story. I'll be okay with it if it's all done in flashbacks.
I will happily disagree, and my caveat is I'll be okay with it if that origin story is not told in 8 episodes.
Dude, all right, but look, yeah, okay, yeah, they haven't said how many episodes, right? But look at that trailer. Like, when it opens up, he's in bed, and his wife's talking to him, And then the dude comes up from behind her and shoots her in the head. There's your origin story. You don't need anything else. You see what I'm saying?
That is motivation.
Like, that's all you got to show. Everything else, you can just do in flashbacks.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a comic book fan. It has to make sense for your wife.
I love comic books. If it was legal, I'd marry a comic book.
I wish we could just get paid to read.
Oh, God, yes, me too.
Dang it.
It's okay. Dang, we don't have a sponsor for this week. Shame on us.
Yeah, we have to get out there. We have to hit the streets.
This episode of the Nerdy Legion Podcast is brought to you by the Nerdy Legion Podcast.
Yes. Actually, the Nerdy Legion Network.
Yeah, the whole network. They paid us.
Bringing you a bevy.
23 cents. 23 cents. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I hope it's good. Ronnie said the release date is November, which that's fine. Because, at the end, they try to show the release date, and all it says is 2017. The rest is blurted out. And I'm telling you, dude, I swear up and down it said 9-something 2017. But that would be awfully quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's only, a week and a half left in the month.
You know, that sort of scares me if it's November. Because really? Because Stranger Things is Halloween.
Oh, you're right.
So don't be crowding my couple weeks right there.
See, all right, what we need to do is have Netflix sponsor this podcast, and we will be advisors to their release schedule. Because see, if they did it either this Friday or next Friday, then that'd be perfect. Because then that gives you a month before Stranger Things.
True.
And for people that just binge the shit out of these shows, that's plenty of time.
Is it bad? I usually, every once in a while, once a year, I'll take a day off and, play a new video game when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just sort of how a few of my friends and I roll. Is it bad that I sort of want to take off the first day of Punisher so I can watch it? And John Barathol, I mean, come on. That guy, if he was Iron Fist, I'm pretty sure you'd see Danny Rand on screen.
Mm.
I mean, he's just badass.
Mm-hmm.
He is a darn good actor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, that looks good.
But I'm also one for gun porn, and that trailer had plenty of gun porn in it.
Mm-hmm.
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 Getting excited over here.
Now it just needs more porn.
I'm sure he'll go after some pornographers. Just give him a couple seasons.
Yes. My wife's been rewatching Sons of Anarchy, and that's the best part of that show.
Mm. That's such a good show. Even when it went off the rails towards the end, it was still darn good.
She's on the season that I'd never watched because I thought it sucked.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Jack's child gets kidnapped and brought to Ireland.
You are a genius.
You know, every time I talk to anybody about Sons of Anarchy, that, and even for me, that was when I dropped off. I was like, nope. Halfway through that season, I was like, nope, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me going and buying the complete series to go back and watch it.
Yeah, well, you know, she's been watching it, so I've watched some of it with her. I don't like rewatching shows. Like, it takes me a few years. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. She's seen Breaking Bad, three or four times. Like, I can't do that. Ooh. I can't do that. Like, I'm still digesting Breaking Bad. You see what I'm saying?
That is one that I really want to rewatch. Same with Parks and Rec. I get in this mode where it's like, God, I could really go for some Parks and Rec.
Mm.
But this goes back to when we were talking to Paul. There are so many other things out there that I've never watched.
Yeah.
Why would I take all that time and rewatch something?
Dude,
all
right, here.
Unless my wife was like, come on, let's watch Parks and Rec. Then I'll be like, all right.
Well, you know how much I love Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just now rewatching the animated series.
Yes, I know. I've been listening.
And it's been how long? 20 years, 25 years since it ended?
Got it. Yep.
Just now.
Yeah, you and Jay are doing a bang up job.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Good. And that's on I Am Gotham.
It is. It is. But
since we're being sponsored by the Nerdy Legion Network,
we're talking about your favorite movie this weekend.
Oh, Tim Burton's Batman?
Yes, Batman. Tim Burton's Batman Harley Quinn. Well, you know, it is Harley Quinn Day.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, after 78 years, it can no longer be Batman Day.
Yeah, God forbid.
God forbid. God forbid.
Come on.
Anyway, yeah, we talked about that, and Aaron and Ronnie joined on that, too. So that was fun.
That'll be a good one.
That was fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep. And, you know, Gotham starts tomorrow, so...
Got
a whole Batman week.
You enjoy that. I want to know, how many seasons has Gotham been on?
This is the fourth.
And has that kid gone from being 6 years old to being 19 in six seasons?
I think he's 16.
Because, holy guacamole, that actor looks all of 22, 23.
No, I'm pretty sure he's like 16.
Hey, I respect that it's not going the Smallville route. And I like to be some Smallville, but good God, how many times do you have to put an S in front of your chest and never put on an outfit? How many times?
Well, that's what season 4 is for. Well, you know, when they first started doing the show, they said this was not a Batman show, that we would never see Batman in costume. That's what they said.
Well, I hate to say it. Once they realize that's the main reason the audience is coming, it isn't for Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh God, I'm so glad she's out of there.
That costume will be put on very quickly. That's the reason I bailed when I watched the first couple episodes.
Oh, really?
I couldn't handle her. I just, no. And then even that, what was it, Season of Villains? What was that thing called?
Yep.
Even that, like every commercial looked awesome. And my brother just kept, and same with you, kept raving about it. And I'm just like, no, if Jada Pinkett Smith's coming back, can't hold me back.
Well, I think she's done now. She came back for like a few episodes and then they killed her again. I think this time for sure.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
I'll let you review that one.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm excited for Gotham. Gotham's a good show.
Good.
You know, as a Batman fan, I understand it's not Batman and I'm totally good with that.
For sure.
You know?
Hey, they've gone into some crazy route. Like, every time you send me a picture, and like, guess who's on it? Azrael. Guess who's on it? And you just name off all these people. I'm like, damn, these aren't deep cuts whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But would I ever expect any of these characters to ever be on a small screen? Hell no.
Dude, this season, it's Scarecrow and Solomon Grundy.
That, you just proved my point right there. Who would have ever thought that would happen?
Oh, man. They should do like a Starman cameo on that show.
Oh, don't even start.
How good would that be? Dude, they should do a Starman show. What is happening? What is happening to the world?
I know.
And we have all these shitty-ass shows and no Starman show.
Even though I've never watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you've poo-pooed it.
God, I hate that show.
We both have to admit, every commercial that included Ghost Rider, that looked like the best shit on TV.
Oh, I saw those episodes. Those were great. And then the ones that he wasn't on there was like, what the F?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So,
yeah. But still, it's like, I would have never thought I'd see Ghost Rider. That's so
That's
cool.
true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So I can't bust on the fans that watch these shows. It's like, that looks like a great treat. If I was a fan of that show, I would be so excited.
Well, you know, like I talked to Jack, makes fun of me because I love watching Legends of Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And like, dude, I get it. It's a CW show. Totally get it. Right. But that's why I'm not expecting anything. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I'm not spending $15 to go see Legends of Tomorrow on IMAX.
Right.
Unlike some people that we know that went to see some Marvel show. What?
Oh.
Anyways.
You know what? I wouldn't judge you on that.
But look at Legends of Tomorrow. Like, there's shit on there that I would never think. Like, Sergeant Steel is on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Hawkman, Hawkgirl.
But what my point is, I could not blame you to be like, you know what? I'm going to say it loud, say it proud. I'm going to go see that on IMAX. Just because it seems like a fun night out. Like, I couldn't blame you if you wanted to do, hell, I would do that if they did like, hey, we're going to show the first three episodes of The Shield. I'd be like, okay, sign me up. Yes, yes, yes.
The Shield, like Michael Chiklis?
Yes. You mean the best show on TV ever? Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what Paul thinks about that show. Because I think the problem...
Are you kidding me? Did you already forget about the one of the storylines that went through, I think, season two? About the guy who was, like, kidnapping children?
Oh, God, yeah.
Shoot, as soon as he hits that, it'll be... Oh, my God, I can't stand it.
I don't think it's going to take him even that long, dude. Because the thing about The Shield was... Like, they innovated a lot of shit that shows since The Shield started doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've been copied quite a
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, and so I think by now, like, if you watch it, you're going to be like, oh, this is just like every other fucking show.
Oh, God, they're talking in grays instead of black and whites. Yeah,
right, yeah.
Show me a show that doesn't do that. It's like, yeah, but no show did that.
Right.
Like, oh, you'd rarely even get, like, an Law and Order it or Homicide where it's like, oh, that's a likable bad guy, even though you knew he was bad. It's like, no, you need like Anthony Anderson, isn't that? Yeah, he was towards the end.
Yeah.
Anthony Anderson.
Yeah,
like he was a likable scumbag
who
went completely against, like, he knew the law and used it to his advantage,
dude. But they were all kind of scumbags.
Oh, God, yeah. The cops are the worst.
Yeah.
All the cops. And the ones that were good got shot.
Right.
By the cops.
Right.
Oh, it's so good.
It is good.
And then the last season completely... And I love when shows do this, especially when they know they're ending.
Mm-hmm.
The last season completely tied up the first season.
Mm.
Like, oh my God, I just love that paradox. Like, it works so well. But yeah, Legends of Tomorrow, if I had enough time in the day, I think I would watch that just because every time I hear about bringing on a new character, it's some of the most obscure stuff.
Oh, and it's so absurd. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so absurd, yeah. It's fun.
For sure.
You know, alright, so... I'm not sure how much like Golden Age and Silver Age stuff you've read, but you know you're a bit older than I am, so I'm assuming you've at least dabbled in some of it.
Sure.
And it's like watching a comic from that era. You know what I'm saying? Like it's that, like the spunkiness, the humor, like the nonsensical stuff.
Yeah.
Not quite to the extent of like Batman 66, for example. But there's a lot of comedy in it.
But what was his name? What's his name? Brendan Routh?
Yeah, the guy that plays Superman?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's
the Atom.
Yeah. When he first came into the... What show was it? Was it Arrow?
Arrow, yep.
He was a freaking breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And I see your spunk. Like, putting him in that setting is so perfect. And it seemed like they took a lot of characters who weren't mopey and sad from Arrow and they're starting to trickle in. Same with The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have a good mix of characters in there.
Yeah.
But it's not Shakespeare.
No, exactly. Like I'm not expecting freaking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, some epic production. I just want to watch the show for 45 minutes and have a hell of a time. And I think they do that pretty well. Mm-hmm. Arrow kind of went downhill on that a little bit. But I have high hopes for this season.
Okay.
Cause like, I mean, there was good stuff last season. I've always enjoyed it, But some of the storylines kind of just went on too long, like the whole island thing.
We trailed off on that, and we've been trailed off on Flash, which my wife is in love with Flash.
Yeah, Flash has gone down a little bit also.
I think it was all the paradoxing that she was just like, I'm so confused.
Well,
and it just never made sense. And then as soon as they like brought in all the like Earths, she isn't reading any Crisis books. So, like, to that she was just completely like, wait, that person's good, but here they're not. So all of a sudden you won't know until all of a sudden, like, they look at the camera and give a little wink, like, I'm the bad one, but I'm on the good Earth. You know, it's just like, oh God.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with that was is they ended the season in a way where you're like, oh yeah, like we're going into Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But then like the next season starts for all the shows, and like there's most of the Flashpoint stuff got, you know, like explained in the Flash itself. Mm-hmm. But like there was stuff that took place in other shows that were tied into the Flashpoint stuff, right? I mean, it was minor stuff, like Diggle's kid and Arrow, like, went from being a girl to a little boy, and he was a little bit older.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, there were some timeline consequences on the other shows.
Oh, that's neat.
Which is cool, yeah. And actually, it was cool when some of the characters started to figure out that, like, shit got changed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw the 3-show crossover.
The invasion one, the alien invasion.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was enjoyable.
I think that was one of the last episodes my wife watched, and she's like, "Is everyone going to have superpowers and have costumes?" And that's when she just wanted to check out. In my head, I was sort of.
Well, see, that made perfect sense at that time, though, because that's when Supergirl went to the CW.
Yeah.
So using that whole multiverse thing, they were able to bring Supergirl in, because she's not on Arrow and Flash's Earth. She's from a different Earth.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was good. It was well done. You know, I think the shows, you know, they're not perfect, but they're fun to watch.
Oh, they're fun. And yeah, absolutely.
Like, my biggest hope right now is that Arrow is not a steaming pile of shit for the new season. You know what I'm saying?
Have you heard anything?
No.
Like, what's the storyline gonna be?
I don't know, but at the end of the last season, everybody's on the island, like his whole team, and he's fighting Prometheus on a boat, and Prometheus pretty much the whole time wanted, Ollie to say that he was a killer. That he was a killer. And anyway, the whole crew is on the island, and Prometheus pretty much rigged the whole island to explode while the whole crew was there. So, as of the end of the season, Ollie is by himself, his whole crew is presumed dead, and he's with his son, Connor, Hawk.
Ooh. How old's Connor?
I mean, that kid can't be more than 12.
Oh, I like that.
But the thing is, like, they introduced him a few seasons ago, and it's been kind of a stupid plot thing, right? Like, every villain wants to kidnap Oliver's son because they feel like that's the way to get to Oliver. Except the weird thing is, like, he never talks about his son. He never sees his son, like, whatever. Yeah. So they just kind of play on the fact that he has a son, right? And so anytime his son's brought up, like, he loves his son more than anything, but he never talks about his son. And I'm hoping that now that, like, I guess maybe he has to be more involved in his son's life. Because I think the kid's mom got killed on the island, if I remember correctly. Anyways, I'm hoping that, like that. There's a little bit more of that. I would love to see it just be like Ollie and Connor just hanging out fighting crime. You know what I'm saying? Like a green dynamic duo. I think that'd be cool.
Oh, for sure.
Because, you know, like that show had such a big cast, man. It's really hard to keep up and keep stories straight when you do that much in a 45-minute show.
That's just that's why, like, his sister, she would walk into a scene and he'd be like, Speedy, get out of here.
Get out of here, Speedy. Episode title.
Hey, what? I have to circle back. Prometheus, did it look like the comic book Prometheus?
Yeah, yes and no. Inspired, yes.
With, like, the helmet and the, like, the weird shoulder pads, the V.
No, not quite. Sort of like a knight's. No. There was some inspiration, but he looked a lot more like, I don't know, like a ninja from the League of Assassins.
Because I'm looking at a picture, and it's only a picture, but it has a comic book panel of Prometheus, which is how I envision. And then right next to it, it looks like if Jason from Friday the 13th, if he was dressed as a ninja. It almost looks like Scarecrow. The second Batman film.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, I mean, there's some of that, except it's just like a ninja mask, kind of.
But it doesn't look like Prometheus.
It's like a whole face thing. No. But, like, dude, I mean,
this looks closer to, what's his name? Shoot.
It looks like Azrael in Gotham.
No. The guy who was on Doctor Who. Who went up against Arrow, like, the first couple seasons.
Oh, Ronnie Barron.
No. You're not going to make this easier.
Oh, God, yeah. What's his name? Merlin, Michael Merlin.
Yeah, Merlin. It looks more like his outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Prometheus isn't an archer.
Well, listen.
It's a ripoff of like high-tech Punisher. Yeah.
Listen, every villain in Green Arrow is an archer. And okay, and every villain in Flash is a speedster.
Sure, yeah. Except for Ice. Except this is the point where my wife was like, really? Icicle. As soon as Icicle came, and then what's the lab mate? Cisco.
Cisco, yeah.
And I liked his version. Like, I'm like, I would like to see him have those superpowers all the time. But as soon as she was just like, when's Barry's girlfriend going to get powers? Because we all know Joe's son's going to get powers. And sure enough, like four episodes later, there's Joe's.
Well, I mean, you knew powers. Wally was going to get powers. I mean, Wally's got powers in the comics.
Of course. But still, Cisco, a character made up for, you know, it's like, come on. He does. Come on.
Yeah, he's made up for the show. But isn't that character that he's playing on the show based on a comic character?
That I don't know.
God,
I can't go that deep.
What's his name? What's his stupid, God, Vibe. I'm pretty sure Vibe is an actual character. Let's find out.
Oh, Vibe's, a DC comic character. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was New 52,
from Milestone.
Right?
Milestone.
Milestone?
Wasn't he from Milestone?
No. Here, I'm looking it up. Vibe.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Static Shock.
Yeah, Static Shock. No, yeah, which that TV show's coming up. We'll talk about that.
Dude, I will happily watch the show.
Here we go. Vibe, first appearance, Justice League of America, annual number 2, October 1984, created by Jerry Conway and Chuck Patton.
Interesting.
Yep.
But still, I mean, to my wife's point, not everybody needs... Like, she had problems with Arrow because so good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
But at least not everyone has superpowers or becomes a vigilante.
Mm.
It's like, yes, thank God. Like, I'm waiting for Joe to all of a sudden, like, comes, you know, like, Jay Garrett or whatever. You know, it's like, he puts on the little, like, helmet. Like, come on.
Oh, man. That's too funny. That is too funny. I know that in the new season of Flash, they're actually not going to use a speedster for this
really?
Season. Yeah. Well, because they've done, like, that's all they've done, dude. They had Zoom. They yep. had Savitar. What was the other one they had on there? Well, they had Jake Garrick, who was not Jake Garrick.
He was evil.
Yeah, he was reverse. No. Yeah, he was Zoom. Reverse Flash yep. was before that.
Yep.
So every villain's been a freaking speedster.
And of course, Death.
Oh, yeah, the Black Flash.
Yeah. That's where my wife was just like, oh, come on.
Oh, man. No, yeah, I think,
from
what I heard, it's going to be the Thinker is going to be the villain this season.
As long as this isn't Weather Wizard, because the Flash, even though it might be a hit in some circles, some of their special effects, oofa.
Well, the Weather Wizard was in season one.
Was he?
Yeah.
How do I not remember?
Yeah, he sure was. Him and I think his brother got killed.
They
had robbed the bank and they were escaping in like a plane or something. The thing exploded.
Right. Yeah, the Flash TV show sort of made the Rogues Gallery into villains of the week, not really anything of importance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And let's not even talk about Mark Hamill.
I love Mark Hamill, dude. Shut up.
Not in the Flash, you do.
No, it's a little too much in the Flash.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
Yep.
Oh, man. We sure have been talking about a lot of CW shows tonight, Nick.
I know. What's going on with us?
Oh, man. This is like our fall TV comic book preview episode.
I think we planned it that way. That's what's been scripted out.
I mean, look at the show notes.
Yes.
What's the drive.google.com/NerdyLegion show notes. Mm-hmm. Episode 117. I just made that up, but I think that's right.
I love it.
I think that's right.
Did you want to talk about your article that you sent us? Or you sent to me?
Well, we've already talked about like 80% of it.
No, we didn't.
Not even on purpose.
There's some good stuff coming out. There's
good stuff.
It's from the Business Insider.
Yeah.
To go check it out. It's written by Angelica Oswald.
Yes.
So yeah, and it was written on the 7th. So it's fairly recent. But
yeah, it's pretty good. And actually, after this article came out, I found a couple other things which I thought was interesting. One, I think the news dropped either yesterday or today. But I mean, we talked about Gotham. We talked about Inhumans, kind of. Like, I don't really want to talk about it. Because I think I want to see it, but like, it just feels like more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And, you know, like, that's not my jam. We talked about the CW shows. Like, the one that I'm most excited about is Gifted.
Are you over my shoulder right now?
Listen, Nick, here's the thing.
Reading what I was just about to, like, comment on.
You gotta realize we've recorded like 300 hours of content together. I think by now, we kind of read each other's minds, but, that's the one that I'm most excited about.
But can I throw out, and I know you're not a big, football fan.
Uh huh.
If Gifted is a flop, that show has to be deemed one of the worst flops ever, because since football started, Fox, almost every other commercial break has Gifted somewhere in there.
Oh, really?
It's either a commercial or it will be a bumper. You know how Fox does that robotic, dumb character? Like going to and from commercials, it'll have this like robotic character that's animated, mm-hmm. and it will like open up and it will be like presented by DiGiorno. And it will have, you know, they just insert that into like the screen that he opens. And it will either be a commercial or Gifted will be there. And then the announcers are like, Gifted, start planning your Gifted season October 2nd, that type of thing. And I'm telling you, they are pushing that thing so hard. So if that thing falls flat on its face, it wasn't because Fox wasn't buying it.
Well, sorry. So here's the thing. Two things to say about that. Number one, I find that surprising that especially they're doing it during football games.
Same here.
Because it premieres October 2nd, which is a Monday, which means that people that watch Monday Night Football will not be watching this. Because it's a Monday, it also means that people that watch Monday Night Raw, wrestling fans, will not be watching this.
Sure.
I mean, there's DVR, so I mean, maybe not watching this is maybe not fair to say. Maybe they can DVR this and watch it later.
They can calculate those numbers too.
Sure. But come on,
you have to admit that's one hell of a like promotion.
Well, and so the thing is, like, they are doubling down on their X-Men stuff, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The movie universe. So I'm not surprised that they're doing the show simply based on how well Legion did, because Legion is also a Fox show. Mm-hmm. It's on FX, so it's a little different, but it's a Fox show. And I think it did really, really well for them, especially considering the way that the subject material was handled, which was fucking amazing. It might be one of the most interestingly well done comic book TV shows ever.
Ooh.
Just in terms of visuals and storytelling, because it's not at all a superhero TV show.
That's what I should have watched on Hulu.
Yeah.
I had the choice between that and Iron Fist, and I started Iron Fist because that came out 2 weeks.
Dude, you should have asked me. I could have told you to watch Legion instead.
I know, but I figured there'd be tons of people spoiling Iron Fist. And to be honest with you, I thought that was going to be such a home run.
Yeah, I was hoping it would be, but...
Yeah.
I still dug it.
To each his own.
Yeah, I still dug it.
Yeah.
Anyways, but...
Can I run down some of the other shows and get your opinion?
But I want to talk about Gifted.
Oh, you and the Gifted. Jesus Christ. Oh, can I also let you know, you need to watch some of the commercials that are on Sunday night or Sunday football.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the commercials are like mutant. Then other commercials are edited in a way that's like kids are against the man. Very little powers.
No, that's like
there's a family bent, and then there's like young kids against the establishment bent. And then there's like, hey, for all you comic book fans, don't forget this is an X-Men property. It's really interesting.
That's slick. I just want to briefly say, there's a few things that I'm excited about. This is the first Marvel mutant universe. Maybe not mutant universe. What would I want to say instead of that? Because like there's S.H.I.E.L.D., right? S.H.I.E.L.D.'s not mutant universe. They're Marvel proper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would call it. Because I guess they do like the MCU is the big properties and the TV properties are small stuff. But like with S.H.I.E.L.D., like when S.H.I.E.L.D. had the Inhumans on there. They had a season with the Inhumans and it was no Inhumans I recognized. You know what I'm saying? Like the royal family wasn't there. Like some of the plot was kind of based on some of the Inhuman stories, but it was all different characters and whatever. It was not good. With the Gifted, they're actually bringing actual X-Men into the TV show, which is interesting. I know Polaris is on there. She's one of the mutants.
Mm-hmm.
My second favorite mutant of all time, right behind the sexiest / best mutant of all time, Emma Frost, Blink is in this show. Blink, I don't even know why she's my favorite, because... So I think Blink was in what, Age of Apocalypse? She was there for like...
I wouldn't know. I've never read Age of Apocalypse.
What?
Nope.
Shame on you.
I haven't. I just haven't read it.
Oh my god, you should read it. We should book club that.
Hey, once we finish Starman book club, then guess what? We can book club that.
I know. Well, we got something else to book club too. I'll talk about it.
Yeah!
I'll talk about it later. But anyway, so Blink's on there. She was in Age of Apocalypse for like a page, and they got killed.
Oh.
And then they ended up bringing her into the 616 a couple years after. Like, everybody loved Blink. They did I don't know if it was a mini or a one-shot with just Blink. Then they ended up bringing her into the 616 proper because everybody just wanted more Blink, and Age of Apocalypse was over. Anyway, so now she's in this TV show, which is awesome.
Okay.
The show, as the mom of these kids that are just finding out that they're mutants, the actress is Amy Acker, who was in Person of Interest, She was Root. She was the doctor in Dollhouse. I don't know if you remember that show.
Yeah.
Joss
Whedon.
Joss Whedon, yep. Which, by the way, I just watched the two, I think they call them post episodes. There were two seasons of that show. Both seasons take place in the present, but the very last episode of each one takes place in the future. And they are fantastic. Like, the show is kind of cheesy and dumb, but those two episodes are freaking amazing.
Are they episodes that weren't originally aired?
The first one was. The second one, I don't think, was until after the show was canceled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And is this streaming somewhere?
They're on Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll check that. Two seasons, I can get through that.
Let me take that back. I watched them on Amazon Prime Video because I think I bought them.
But I've
had them since they came out the first time.
Oh,
I'll have to look. I'll let you know. But, dude, like, it takes place in the future. Like, the crazy tech that they use to implant memories and personalities. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of turned into, like, a brain virus. So it's infected all these people. And, like, the people that were running that corporation that invented the tech, all their executives use it to, like, mind hop. So they have, like, they kidnap perfect physical specimens and just, like, when their body, they, like, eat whatever they want, like, do whatever drugs they want, get, like, STDs, do all kinds of crazy shit. And then, like, when their bodies are just deteriorating from the crazy shit that they do, they just, like, mind hop into a new perfect body and just, like, do the same shit over again. It's pretty awesome. Anyways, Amy Acker's on this. And she is so hot. I don't even know why I think she's so hot. I think she's just the hottest thing ever. I would just... So, she plays the mom in this show. Which is weird. But I guess that makes sense, because I think she's like 40, so...
Yeah.
Totally legit. And Jamie Chung was... You know, she got killed in Gotham. She played, not Vicky Vale. Oh, God, what the hell was her name? Maybe it was Vicky Vale. Anyway, she got disappeared out of Gotham because now she's in The Gifted and she's playing Blink.
Ah.
So she better not fuck Blink up. That's all I gotta say.
Uh-oh.
Because I will ride into Fox and get her ass fired. I wouldn't do that. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not a troll.
Very good.
Yes, yes. Anyways, what other shows are on this list that we should talk about? Runaways?
Will Marvel's Runaways bring Martin Ferretti back to Hulu?
I don't think so. They just relaunched the Runaways comic.
Mm-hmm.
Came out, 2 weeks ago now, I think? And it was fine. I read the original. I like the original.
The original is fine.
The relaunch, the new series is good. It's in the vein of the original, but I think, I don't know. It almost seems like the time may have passed for that. I don't know if it was the creative team or what it was. I just didn't find it as compelling. And it might be that, you know, the Runaway story has kind of been told a lot since the Runaways came out.
True.
So I don't know if that just kind of has me bored. I don't know. We'll see. I might check it out. It's on Hulu. And the thing is, I don't have Hulu anymore. I canceled it.
I know. That's why do you think I asked for that bring you back?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If my wife wants Hulu back. So if she gets Hulu back, I might check it out. It comes out November 21st.
You'll check it out.
Yeah, we'll see. Here's the thing. Like, I hope it's good. I hope it's good. The cast looks good.
So do I. I hope it's good, too.
I think the cast looks like they're pretty spot on the kids, so we'll see how it works out. But now, Runaways the comic was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it lost a lot of steam towards the end.
Yes, yes.
It came out of the gate with a great premise and sustained itself for quite a few arcs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, will you be gravitating towards the CW Black Lightning?
Yeah, I'm really interested in that.
Same here.
I think
that could be really fun.
The trailer, I don't know if they've released new trailers, but I saw a trailer a couple months back, And it looked great. It was like dark and gritty. What I was confused about is I don't know if they're using... I couldn't tell what was happening now and what was in the past. Because the way the trailer played off is that Black Lightning's retired. He's a teacher. And it seemed like maybe the crime stuff that was showing up was happening when he was Black Lightning. And now in the present, his daughter has taken up the mantle of Black Lightning. That's kind of what I got from the trailer. Whether that's the case or not, I don't know. If it's that, I hope they can pull it off, because I think that could be really interesting. You know? Because that's a lot of what's happening in comics now, right? And people are bitching and complaining about, oh, like Riri's Iron Man or Doctor Doom is Iron Man. Like, shut the fuck up and just read the damn comics, you know? It's like everybody flipped their shit about Captain America hailing Hydra, and guess what? Like, that wasn't Captain America. He was just lost in the woods. Oh, that was a spoiler. Spoiler alert! But I love Secret Empire.
Yeah.
Secret Empire was great. Fuck all you haters.
I can't wait.
I gotta put an explicit tag on this episode, Nick.
I know. I was being a good boy.
Man, trolls make me angry. Anyways.
Now, will you be investigating Freefall?
That's Cloak and Dagger, right?
And New Warriors.
Oh, crap. I totally missed that New Warriors. You're right. Oh,
New Warriors has Keith David in it. Come on.
Here's the thing. Freeform is what used to be ABC Family, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Basic cable people can watch it.
So basic cable people can watch it. I don't have cable.
Same here.
And I'm not going to get cable for that.
No?
No. I'll see if there's a Freeform app, maybe?
Yeah, that's possible, or it might be on Hulu, since ABC owns Hulu.
That's also possible, yeah.
Yeah, possible.
Although it seems like a lot of these channels are kind of very content with keeping their stuff to themselves.
Oh, they love gating it,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Except CW. That's why I like, dude, that's the good thing about CW, man. I don't care what anybody says about their shows or anything.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you, CW, you can go and get their app for free. I don't think you even have to sign in with a cable account.
No, you don't.
You just watch whatever the hell you want. I mean, there's ads, but whatever.
Don't say that.
There's a lot of ads.
It is like watching TV before DVRs.
Yes.
But guess what? You're watching free effing content.
Free cable content. Well, no, CW's not cable.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Like, you're watching, like, who cares you have to sit through commercials? Go to the bathroom. Go get a snack.
Exactly.
Like, I would love it. And guess what? CW's doing it right, because they can go to every advertiser and be like, here's the number. All these people had to sit through your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No one fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I don't want that broken. Like, I don't need somebody to come in and hack that so you can fast forward through that stuff. If I'm getting free content, I'll happily sit through it.
And here's the other thing. You can quote me on this. If we didn't have an episode title already, I would use this. Except I don't remember what our episode title is, so
I don't either.
I might just have to use this.
Hey, Martin, guess who's not listening to this episode before putting it out?
Me.
And me.
There you go.
Oh, well.
Maybe I should give it to Sparky. And he can... I'd be like, Sparky, listen so I can get an episode title, please. No, not to edit. This show is unedited. This is raw and uncut.
Just call it TV Extravaganza. Come on.
All right, that works. CW is the future, Nick.
I hope so, buddy. I really hope so.
The future.
I have no problem sitting. I really don't.
If you're giving me content
for free, Hulu, that feels like a bow.
Exactly.
Every time I sit through an ad, I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? But guess what? Almost all of the apps that you would sign into with your cable account, you got to sit through freaking ads there.
Yep.
And guess what? I'm paying fucking cable! Like, oh my God.
So
that would drive me crazy. crazy.
I mean, the channel's got to make money, right? So if people don't watch TV, like, you need to make money on ads on the app. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Same here.
As long, I don't need to sign in or anything. And I agree with you. Why am I paying? As a matter of fact, I paid, when I had Hulu, I paid Hulu extra.
Yes, you did.
I was on the, whatever, what is it, 12 bucks, 14 bucks?
Premium, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. You pay like an extra $4 to get no ads.
Right.
And I'll tell you, it's worth it. But I would much rather say, hey, Hulu is now $14.99 than, oh, it's still $9.99, but you get ads. Unless actually, you pay us $14.99.
Actually, the price, because, and I have been thinking about this, the price should go to Hulu is free with tons of baked in ads that you can't fast forward, or pay the basic price for premium without ads.
Like, fine.
That's how they should go.
I'm good with that. Yeah, but I don't want. Don't give me ads and a subscription service, though.
But exactly. But then they can bake in the ads and go to the advertisers and be like, this is how many people are watching your content.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Now that I'm off of Facebook, and let me tell you, Nick, It works. Because let me tell you, I go on the internet and I'm not getting fucking bullshit ads and shit.
Sure.
Matter of fact, we tried this last night with my wife. What were we talking about? I can't remember what we were talking about. We were talking about something, and she put on Intervention on the A&E app or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the first commercial was the exact thing we were just talking about. Oh, I know what it was. I've got I'm developing stasis dermatitis on one of my legs. And we're talking about cortisone cream to get rid of the itching and stuff.
I don't even know what you just said, but okay.
It's, yeah, I have itchy skin on my legs, Nick.
Okay.
And the first commercial that comes on was a cortisone cream to treat dermatitis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, motherfucker. Like, there's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way in hell that all of a sudden A&E is like, hey, like, yeah, we'll take your money for your cortisone cream. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it, how convenient that we were just talking about it. Anyways, that's her. It's her fault because she's still on Facebook. But I've been thinking about that a lot, you know, because like free services, they're free for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
When a service is free, you're the product, right? Yeah. Look at like Facebook or Google or whatever. Like all their shit is for free, but they're like, they sell all your data, right? So it's free to you. Kind of. I mean, it's free in terms of money. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. I was talking to Jay today on Discord, and he's like, "You should do the Linux Central podcast," because we were having a little argument about what the best Linux distro is on Discord. Yeah, you were saying.
I was just going to say I love all these people that are such lovers of Google. Because they do so much for free. And it's like, no, they have a lot of information on you that they might not have ever have sold. But guess what? They've been selling it for ages at this point.
Yep.
Like, don't even kid yourself. They are creating Big Brother.
Yep.
I mean, if anyone is the beginning of the T2 universe, it's going to be Google.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared.
Yep. No, I'm almost Google free now too. So Facebook free and Google free.
My only issue with you dropping Facebook is the amount that has been lessened by your dedicated page. Your VCP page. Because I'm sure people are monitoring, but the level of monitoring, I can guarantee you, has completely slacked.
I mean, I don't know.
And my guess is listeners of VCP go to that page wanting to interact with YouTube.
Well, I mean, at the same time, I've already said I'm not on there anymore, and if you want to talk to me, come hang out on Twitter.
I'm just saying.
But, and, no, dude, I get it. And the thing is, like, I don't expect people to get on Twitter. If they're not already on Twitter, I don't expect them to be on Twitter to talk to me, right?
Sure.
But I think Twitter's a great place to be at. You know?
I
have a great time on Twitter.
I don't have any problem.
I hear horror stories from all kinds of people, and I don't see it. And I don't know if it's because I take the time to curate what I have on my Twitter, so I don't see all that garbage that everybody sees. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I can't do that on Facebook.
Oh, agreed.
Right? Yeah. You just see everything.
I don't have any problem with you bailing out of any social network. I'm just letting you know maybe what people see when they go to your fan page. That's all.
Sure. That's fine.
That's all.
That's fine.
Can we continue?
Yeah. Let's talk about comics and TV.
Freeform.
Freeform.
Are you looking forward to New Warrior? Then I shouldn't preface it that way because that already lets you know exactly where I'm headed. It has been, New Warriors has been talked about being a live action show, but basically a sitcom.
Yeah, and I think they just cast Squirrel Girl.
Yes, and yeah. She's a cutie patootie.
She is.
Yeah.
I would
need like any comedy.
I don't care about the show. Well, I don't care about the show.
If it's a comedy and it's a sitcom, it needs to be written well. No amount of comic book people and characters and universe will draw me less into a sitcom than poorly written jokes. Situation.
Yep.
And I'm going to skip over Cloak and Dagger. We'll come back. But a good example of that is The Tick.
Mm-hmm.
The Tick's really good.
Yeah, it is.
And I didn't think I'd be saying that because I'm a lover of the animated show.
Sure, me too.
Even to the point that even my wife watched the animated show with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so to even think that there's a live action version, she is eagerly waiting to watch that with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a well written show that doesn't have to be about comics, but sure. It's well written. Just put that on CBS without all the costumes and that would be a hit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is, it's so good. But Cloak and Dagger on Freeform. Just looking at the image, I haven't seen a the two kids that are in it, I love that they're so young.
Mm-hmm.
I think that speaks to the spirit of the comic book very well. And I certainly don't expect a girl that looks like she could be in high school to be dressed up in that dagger costume, because that was revealing for way back in the day. That was revealing.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's playing high school, I don't want to see that. So her being in street clothes or, guess what, an all-white look in her street clothes when she changes over, that would be cool. But him, I want to see Cloak. I want to see that thing moving.
I think there was a couple sections in the teaser that I saw where he did have the cloak.
Okay, cool. Does it look as bad as Medusa's hair from...
Oh, God, no. Nothing looks that bad.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No. Yeah, I mean, out of these two shows, Cloak and Dagger, I'm interested in. I dug Cloak and Dagger when they were in the comics.
Would that bring you back to Hulu?
No.
If Freeform was on Hulu?
No.
And you had Runaways?
No.
Interesting. Wow. You are really off Hulu.
They're like, one or two shows is not enough for me.
Okay.
Especially when I can get, you know, hundreds on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Like, I'm not going to subscribe something for two shows, three shows. Just like I'm not doing the CBS show just for Star Trek.
All I know is you used to pee away money left and right. And now all of a sudden you cinched up the belt with your comic purchasing habits. And that has trickled through almost every other bit of your life.
Well, you know, like you start thinking about what is necessary.
And the calling is real, people.
And what is extraneous. And a lot of this stuff is just kind of extraneous.
Yeah.
I will say, though, like if I watch, you know, Cloak and Dagger and Runaways and they're freaking amazing, then okay, maybe I will.
Or if I'm just going gaga over it, you might be like, all right, I'll get it for a month. And
right.
Who knows? And I mean, all these shows, I know your viewing habits. Like, you could have six shows, like The Path season 2 or 3
mm-hmm.
comes on, like that, you know, all this stuff that you're like, yes, I want to watch it. Handmaiden's Tale season 2, yes, I want to watch mm-hmm. that. I could see you grabbing it for a month and being able to rip through all of these seasons. No problem.
Yeah, but the thing is, Gotham starts back up, and that's on Hulu.
That's not the CW?
No, oh, Gotham's on Fox.
That's right. Yeah. Shoot, sorry.
So.
Yeah, that stinks.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, it's Fox, right? So, I mean, technically I could just pop the antenna open and, you know, hook that's the antenna easy. Up and watch Fox, right?
Yeah, cause you want to be brought into a show at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday for an hour.
It's Wednesday. No, we can't do that then. Cause I got to record. I got to record this podcast.
I honestly don't know when.
It's on. They moved it to Thursday. I think
my point is I don't want to be strapped down to watching anything. Like let me watch that stupid show.
Yep. In terms of New Warriors, I don't care much. I never cared for the comic. Mm-hmm. Squirrel Girl is my least favorite character of all time, right behind Deadpool. So I don't care. Although, you know, the guy that plays, Mr. Immortal, he's the one playing Exo Manowar in that Ninjak vs. the Valiant Universe thing.
Wow. Huh. Interesting. Can I give you the one show that I'm eagerly awaiting?
Sure.
And I mean, this, let's not include Punisher. I mean, we have to take that off the table. And this is coming from not seeing one frame or commercial or trailer for. I just love the concept. On Sci-Fi, Krypton.
Dude, I saw a preview of it and it looks really good.
Yeah.
It looked really good.
Because I imagine being Krypton, I'm just hoping it is like all the science-based stuff. I don't want just like capes flying all around. I want it to be on Krypton.
No, exactly. Yeah, I don't want a bunch of Superman. That's fucking boring.
I want the grandfather, the great grandfather. Like, I want it generational, like a really smart sci-fi show.
Mm-hmm.
Not sci-fi channel show.
Well, it's on sci-fi channel.
I know it is. That usually lowers the bar just a little.
That's not necessarily true. I think they do have some quality programming, believe it or not.
You really have to hunt for it.
Dude, no. The Expanse is on there.
I don't even know what that is.
The Expanse is fantastic. It's kind of like Battlestar Galactica, except there's no robots. There's an Earth colony, or there's Earth, and then there's Mars has been like terraformed or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like they're their own government.
How do you get sci-fi?
What do you mean?
How do you stream sci-fi?
Oh, on the sci-fi app with my in-laws sign-in account.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I might follow suit.
Yes. It's good. And there's the Belters. They have like people that work in the asteroid belts mining. And so it's like a power struggle between those three groups. It's really good. Really good. Van Helsing, that's on Sci-Fi. I know John and Mike hate it, but Van Helsing was freaking awesome, dude. Hey, so can good.
Can I ask about another science fiction show that you brought up here?
Yes.
And I don't even know if they're going to be doing a season two, and I'm hoping to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't even watch season one, and that's just because of lack of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a show that even my wife might be interested in. But it's that one that is the, like, Time Machine on NBC.
Oh, that show's canceled, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was some kind of legal thing that I can't remember what it was.
The H.G. Wells estate was like, hey, excuse me.
No. Oh, God, what was that show called? Oh, God.
Darn it.
Anyways, so keep talking. I'll ask Ronnie.
So it probably won't even be gathered on DVD or, like, Netflix will get it.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe, but that's frustrating. Because every time you talked about it, dude, there was such a passion in your voice. And then I saw a couple commercials for it, and I'm like, that actually looks like fun. Like, every episode was a different time. Which I'm all about. I like that concept.
Yeah. I gotta see. I'm waiting for him to reply. Maybe somebody else in her chat knows. Because the season ended, and they hadn't said if it was renewed or not. And then there was this whole thing about a lawsuit, and the show got canceled. But for some reason, I want to say that the lawsuit was resolved, and they were going to do a second. But that might just be me dreaming.
Or hoping.
Yes.
Dang it. Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't think Ronnie's in the chat. He's away. Oh, God damn it. What the hell was the name of that show? Okay. Ronnie just came on. I bet he knows.
Was it Sliders?
No, it wasn't Sliders. Dude, I liked Sliders, though, when that was coming out. Like
That was a guilty pleasure back in the day.
Yeah.
But every time I saw a commercial... I kept thinking to myself, this would be Sliders. Like, if Sliders was done today, this is the concept that I'm seeing on screen.
Well, yes, except Sliders was like alternate realities.
Yeah,
this is just still, like time travel.
Right.
But well, except they changed some things.
Historical characters, stuff like that.
Yeah. There's some other there's good time travel shows though, man. I've been watching Continuum. It's a Canadian series that aired on Sci-Fi. I think it's like 5 seasons, I want to say. And it's really good.
Is that on Netflix or no?
It is. Yes, it is.
But see, then I keep going back to watch Continuum. Shouldn't I really be watching 300? Like, that's the one that everyone's...
Wait, what?
Isn't it 300?
Oh, the 100.
Show. 100, there you go. 100. Isn't that the one I should be spending my time...
God, I love that show so much.
My time's very limited when it comes to TV. Because as soon as my wife walks out of the room, I'm reading a comic book.
The 100 is probably one of my favorite shows on TV.
Yeah, see? That's why should I be starting Continuum?
Oh my God, in the next season? Oh, I don't even know what's going to happen, dude. The way the last one ended, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's good. And that's the Benson sisters that ride Batgirl in the Birds of Prey.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff, man. I don't know if you saw, they're going to be doing a Watchmen TV series. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't.
You sound so excited.
At some point, I don't know what you're... I don't know.
All right, maybe I can get you more excited. Would it help you if I told you it was going to be on HBO?
You know what would get me really excited is if, like, Sean Ryan, the creator of The Shield, or Kurt Sutter, was writing it, or some of the creative heads for Homicide: Life on the Street, or Battlestar Galactica, or J. Michael Straczynski is adapting it. Like, you get me somebody who's been in the realm of TV and now they're like at the helm, I'll trust it.
All right. What if I told you?
Taking the source material and like, yeah, we're going to do that somewhere, sometime.
All right. So what if I told you that the showrunner was Damon Lindelof? Would that get you excited?
Wow. He must. HBO must be just backing up the Brinks truck for that guy.
They must. Dude, you don't like Leftovers?
I love The Leftovers. Yeah. That was fantastic.
I got to finish that last season, man. That was good.
But you know what I won't be doing? Buying HBO.
Well, I don't know, man. It's like $10 a month if you have Prime.
I will happily get that through, what do you call it? When it comes out on the library. I'll grab the DVDs then.
Well, anyway, according to this, this adaptation has nothing to do with the film.
So nothing to do with the source material?
No.
Everything on before.
I don't know exactly what that means, but it says Lindelof's adaptation is completely new and separate iteration from Snyder's 2009 movie.
You know what we're going to do? We're not going to have a lot of blue penis walking around the screen, guys.
I mean, it's HBO. They can have blue penis all over the place. It could be just a blue penis shot for 90 minutes.
It could be, yeah. They could do whatever they want, I guess. Until I hear, he might be the showrunner, but until I hear who's writing it or directing it, I will enjoy that hype. That's all. That doesn't get me uber excited. Let's put it that way.
Mm. Watchmen hype.
That I'll give it as much hype as you gave. What is it? Cinemax Showtime for doing Outcast.
Ugh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Is that show still coming on?
Thought
Timeless. So, but... Thanks, Ronnie. Ronnie saves the day.
He's the best.
He is the best. Thanks, Ronnie. Anyways, Timeless. What a freaking awesome show.
I gotta check that out.
You need to. It's one season, dude.
I know.
There's like conspiracies and time travel. And
yeah, it sounds great.
They bend the rules and... there's a little flashpoint thing in there. It's good, buddy. I tell you. It's good.
I wish they would have given it a little bit more time.
Mm-mm-mm.
Where's your letter writing campaign for that show? Ready.
Dude, I don't have time for that.
What? You got plenty of time.
I got too many comics to read. I got too many comics. 40 TV shows a week?
Yeah.
I don't think I've watched any TV in a couple weeks.
And 18 movies a week.
I have watched some movies.
Of course you did.
I have watched some movies. Anyways.
I can't even think of the last film I bought. I have The Kingsman waiting for me upstairs.
Which one's that?
The first one.
Okay. Oh, I didn't like that movie, man.
Don't say that, dude. I said I had it right upstairs. What are you doing?
Alright, I'll watch it with you.
I don't want to ruin anything for you, but you know he dies.
That's not the same. I said I didn't like it.
Jerk. Well, all I know is Tom Wetmore wants to go see that sequel.
Oh.
So, when we went to go see... What the hell was it called? Atomic Blue. We saw that trailer. And
Blonde.
Atomic Blonde, sorry.
Yep.
And he was like... He looked over at me. He goes, I have no idea what that movie's about, but we have to go see that. And I'm like, sign me up.
Oh, man. I hear you. I hear you. Let's wrap the show up, Nick.
Sure.
Whew. Whew. You know, Tesner messaged me beforehand and said, what are you, Nick, talking about? I said, dude, I told you last week. I don't fucking know. God damn it. I love you, Tesner.
I love me some Tesner. He's never going to hear this.
It's true.
But I did tell, like, he's like, I want to podcast again. And I'm like, you know when we podcast? Wednesday, Sunday. Like, and if you think we're changing those days, you got another thing coming.
Dude, I have people asking me about getting on the podcast to chat. And, of course, they never actually come on to chat. But I'm like, I tell them the same thing every time. Dude, Sundays, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Wednesdays, 9 o'clock. You show up, you can come hang out and chat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very simple.
The more the merrier.
Well, I don't know about that.
I just didn't want him to come back and be like, well, I'm off every Wednesday or every Tuesday, so Monday night works good for me. Like, no.
Anyways, you've been listening to the one, the only, soon to be on the Amazon Echo device, Nerdy Legion Podcast.
Ooh.
You can find Nick at Nick Wetmore. I'm at Geekvine. We collectively are with some other people at Nerdy Legion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can email hello@nerdylegion.com and be sure to give us an iTunes review. Share this episode with your friends. Tell them, hey, I listened to this podcast. These guys are freaking awesome.
These guys have dumb issues.
Yes. Anyways, that's it. We're done. We're out.
So good.